6. Anatomy. Listen to a lecture in an anatomy class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Last week, we left off talking about the major human organ systems. We learned that there are 11 different systems, all of which serve very important functions. Today, I'm going to take some time to expand some more on the integumentary system. In case you don't remember from the last lecture, the integumentary system comprises the external covering of the body. So, we're basically going to be talking about skin, hair, and nails. To start with, the integumentary system is the largest organ system that humans have, at least in terms of surface area. Anyway, the system has different functions. First, it provides protection for internal organs. I'm sure you can all imagine how terribly vulnerable we'd all be if we didn't have any skin to cover up all our organs. But also consider that skin helps keep out infectious elements as well. So, we can consider our skin a shield for us, and we'd be, well, just be happy you have it. Another function of the integumentary system is that it helps humans control their temperature. How does it do that? Well, it acts as both an insulator and a regulator between our internal organs and the external environment. The skin also has certain mechanisms that help regulate body temperature. Perspiration is an example of this. See, when we produce sweat, the evaporation of the sweat has a cooling effect, and it helps keep us from getting too hot. Because of our skin, our bodies avoid the damage that can occur from abrupt changes in temperature. Finally, the integumentary system is also important for sensory perception. For the ability to feel things. If you think about it, I'm sure it doesn't take much to appreciate the importance of the skin as a receptor for touch, pain, or temperature changes.
1. What does the professor imply when he says this?
Today, I'm going to take some time to expand some more on the integumentary system.
Two. What does the professor imply when he says this?
So, we can consider our skin a shield for us, and we'd be, well, just be happy you have it.
Three. What does the professor imply when he says this?
The skin also has certain mechanisms that help regulate body temperature. Perspiration is an example of this.